There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
What's wrong with grown-ups wanting games and action figures for themselves this time of year? Nothing. I'm David Brancaccio. First, Elon Musk says he'll step down as CEO of Twitter if he can find someone who wants the job. He also gave no time frame, this after he set up a poll on Twitter asking if he should go, and the, hey, you should go, option won. Investors over at one of his other big enterprises, Tesla, are getting antsy about Musk's Twitter focus as Tesla shares slide and slide. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
And David, that poll Musk put up on Sunday got nearly 18 million votes. And yes, 58% chose option one, wanting him to step down as CEO. Of course, it wasn't a scientific poll. But after that poll closed, Musk was silent for a while. And last night, he responded via tweet saying he would resign as Twitter's chief executive after he finds someone, quote, foolish enough to take the job. When would that be? We don't know. Musk also said he would still be in charge of the software and servers teams at Twitter, even after stepping down as chief executive. So that doesn't really sound like he's ready to leave day-to-day operations to someone else entirely.
He wants to run the servers?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this can't be exactly what the Tesla investors want to hear.
Right. Tesla stock is now worth less than half what it was in late September, and it's down 65% for the year. Of course, in late October is when Musk completed his $44 billion purchase of Twitter and took the company private. And it's been a tumultuous period. He's laid off a majority of Twitter's workforce, including contractors who handle content moderation. He reinstated suspended accounts. He briefly suspended the accounts of a number of journalists who have reported on him. Advertisers have been cautious, worried about misinformation and hate speech increasing on the platform. And Musk himself has said that he's spread too thin right now, and that's where Tesla comes in. That poll he conducted was an acknowledgement that there are investors out there concerned about all the time he's spending at Twitter and not at Tesla, David.
All right, Nova, thank you. Welcome to the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. I can't wait until tomorrow when the almanac shows the day in New York will be just one measly second longer. The equinox, apparently a sticky thing. Let's do the numbers. Dow futures are up 244 points, 0.7%. S&P futures are up 0.5%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.3%. Crude oil traded in New York is up nearly 2%, not quite $78 a barrel. As the Colorado River's largest reservoirs dry down amid climate change, the seven states that draw on this crucial water supply are being forced to dramatically cut water use. The end of January is the deadline now, or the federal government will impose cuts today. They'll look at one strategy, paying farmers not to farm. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
Agriculture accounts for about 80% of Colorado River water use. But the feds would rather not force that sector to make cuts, says Sarah Porter with the Kyle Center for Water Policy.
They would rather avoid litigation. They would rather proceed with a consensus-supported solution.
One way water managers are trying to arrive at that solution is by using federal money to pay farmers and ranchers to leave water in the river. But the rates being offered, between $100 and $400 per acre foot conserved, may not be enough to incentivize major cuts, says Kyle Rohrink with the Great Basin Water Network.
Water managers are asking water users to weigh their risks
whether potential hits to their bottom line are worse than the consequences of inaction, which climate scientists say could be dire. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
With holiday shopping about to hit that wall that is the calendar, new data show it's not just toys for tots or toys for teens, but toys for the grown-ups, all grown-ups. Toy sales are up 30% since the pandemic hit, according to data from NPD Group. Marketplace's Matt Levin now on the 28-year-olds who want their games and action figures.
24-year-old Anders Wennerberg spent nearly $1,000 on Legos this year. Usually he spends more. He really loves Legos.
Well, there was a Lego Sonic the Hedgehog set that came out back in January, and I remember went to a New Year's Eve party. The next day, I'm up in line at 7:30 to go pick it up, day one.
Wennerberg is what's known in the Lego community as an A-fool, an adult fan of Legos. He buys some as collector's items, but he mostly just loves to play with them, like when he was a kid. And Lego is really good at marketing that nostalgia, mostly by combining Legos with other sources of nostalgia.
This year we saw Lego The Office, which is probably one of the biggest sitcoms you could go after for Lego. And that's a huge deal for people my age.
Since 2020, most of the growth in global toy sales came from teenagers and adults buying toys for themselves, according to the NPD Group. That demographic has become so important to the toy industry, it has its own name.
Kidults. So kids at heart, but, with grown-up wallets, if you will.
Marissa Silva is the editor-in-chief of The Toy Insider. She says toy companies have learned that if you make slightly more upscale products aimed towards adults, you can charge adult prices.
Take the Light Bright, for example. Light Bright costs about $15 to $20, but now we have Light Bright wall art that is designed for adults. It's $100.
Toy maker Hasbro has its own division targeting adult lovers of action figures. Kwamina Crankson is senior vice president. He says adults are also looking for alternatives to playing in front of screens.
There's something about the focus and where the imagination gets to play out with a tactile toy.
It's a multi-generational play for Hasbro. Get the parents playing with action figures again, and guess what the kids will want from Santa. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
We're also following word that 16 million Wells Fargo customers will be getting refunds as ordered by federal authorities, part of a $3.7 billion settlement. Regulators say illegal fees and interest charges on cars, trucks, and mortgage loans were part of this, illegal surprise overdraft fees as well. Wells Fargo said in a statement it's nearly completed the fixes required by the settlement. We're set to talk to the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau later this morning. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.